So as I said, it's been 21 months since we celebrated Lord's Supper in the morning service by the passing of the bread and wine. We did it last month in the evening service, but what a joy to be here together. Let's celebrate with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John 12, 32. "And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." What Jesus means by the words "lifted up," John then explains further in the next words, verse 33. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So it is Jesus being lifted up on the cross to die for our sins that Jesus wants us to understand is the means by which he will draw all people to himself. And who is it that's drawn? All people. And of course, with our theme of the message today, including people with disabilities, are the people who are drawn to Jesus by faith. So the lifting up of Christ on the cross is a source of grace, the source of power. And the sufferings of Jesus are the way that all of us sinners are brought near to him. So we look to Christ crucified by faith, and then Christ risen. Don't look to yourself as if you could do anything to improve your spiritual condition. Don't look to the law as if you had a chance of getting right with God if you just double your efforts, triple your efforts according to the law and measure yourself in some way. Don't look to the law. When you're in trouble and your sins and death is threatened, you're in the same situation Jesus references here, the situation of the people of God from the Old Testament who are being bitten by serpents and dying. And then the bronze serpent was lifted up on a pole, and whoever would look to the serpent would live. That's pointing ahead to Christ and what he says here. "And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He's saying, "I'll take the death that was coming to you so that you can live." The lesson is true for today. If our souls turn an eye of faith toward Christ crucified, we receive a spiritual healing. What does that mean to look to Christ by faith as it were raised up on that cross? The serpent raised up on the pole and Christ raised up on the cross. What does that looking to Christ by faith mean? To establish your thinking is the reality of Christ Jesus having been lifted up on the cross in order to bear your iniquities in his body on that tree. Why is Jesus lifted up there? What did he do up there? You're thinking that all through, and that's part of your faith, that he was crucified for one reason, to take the punishment for my sins. That's what faith looks like as you look to him up on that cross. He had such love for God and such compassion for us that he allowed them to nail his body to a cross and hoist it up on that cross until he was dead. Is that what you're understanding? Is that why you're drawn to him to eat this bread and drink this cup? Isn't your heart drawn to Christ who loved you like that? That's what it means. You're doing it now by placing your trust in him and thinking it all through. And how is Christ drawing sinners? By giving us his word, the proclamation, explanation of his word, the subsequent gifts of repentance and faith in us. And in this way, we turn from our sins and towards Jesus to cleanse us. And as he draws all sinners to himself by the actual communion with Christ through the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper, by inviting us to eat this bread, by inviting us to drink this cup, Jesus pulls us toward himself by his love. And his sufferings were done in love. His sufferings were done for us. He suffered and died, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, 2 Peter 3:18. So we eat by faith. We drink by faith. We're drawn closer